for us from the foundations of the earth. Father, you know what you have prepared that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the heart of men, the things you want to deposit into our lives this week. Father, the signs of transformation is already being seen all over the world. We see a shifting. We see a paradigm shift all over the nations. We see kingdoms. We see nations. We see leaders, oh God. We see you moving in this month, giving us a sign that you're calling us to a position, a place where, oh God, you are about to shift. You are about to call for destinies. You are about to release something into the earth. You are about, Father, to allow your voice to be heard through the most unlikely people on the face of the earth. So, Father, we come to you. You are about to rain mercy. You are about to rain forth righteousness. But, Father, we don't want anything that has been planted in our lives to grow, to stop, to hinder that which you're about to do. So we are asking you tonight, everything that you've not planted, everything in our lives from the day we are born into this flesh to this moment that has resisted and stood against your purpose, your will in our lives, every work of the flesh, everything that has been sown and impacted negatively in our soulish realm, everything, oh God, that the enemy has manipulated and planted, you are the only one with the eyes that sees. You are the eyes of the Lord. You are the one who searches the reins of our hearts, the depths of our soul. Father, we are coming to you this day. We seek your mercy. We seek your compassion. We seek transformation. We are asking, Father, only you can break the hardness, the places of pride, oh God, the places of wounds and hurts, the places that have become strongholds in our lives that have held of captives. Father, the places, oh God, that is easily vulnerable to unforgiveness, the places that are vulnerable to every manifestation of the flesh in our lives. We are asking, oh God, everywhere that these things are taking roots in our lives, we are asking you for you to uproot. Uproot. Be the husbandman in our lives tonight. Break our fallow grounds. Break our fallow grounds. Break our untilled grounds, undelivered grounds, unsaved places in our soul, unhealed places. Break our fallow grounds. Break our fallow grounds. Till our fallow grounds. Plow our hearts tonight, our soul tonight, with the candle of the spirit of that searches the realms, the depths of our soul and our hearts. Break our fallow grounds. Break us, that you might mold us, that you might shape us, that you might fill us in this season. Break our fallow grounds. Break us. Break us. Break us. Open our eyes to see things that we must surrender. Things we must lay down, we cannot release it on our own. But we believe in you to open our eyes where we've been blinded, that you will find, that you will release these things from our lives. We will move forward. Break our fallow grounds. Till our untilled grounds. Remove anything that will give the enemy excuse into our soul, into our minds. Jesus, you said the prince of this world cometh, and he finds nothing in me. Father, only you can do it. Only you can remove every weed, every thistles, every thorn, everything, oh God, that is on the soils of our soul. You might find a good soil these 21 days. There must be fruit. There must be breakthrough. There must be a breakthrough because you will plant on a good soil. Break our fallow grounds. Break our fallow grounds. Till our hearts tonight. Remove in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.